My next guest, William Wagner, president of Salt and Light Global, distinguished professor, constitutional law, former federal judge, former federal prosecutor. He knows his way around a courtroom and the Constitution. Professor, welcome back.
Good morning, Steve. It's great to be back.
Glad to have you here. So it's not a question of state rights, you told me before we got started here. It has to do with the Commerce Clause. Please explain.
To have it be states' rights, you go to the 10th Amendment. And the 10th Amendment says that if there is not a specific enumerated right in the Constitution authorizing the federal government to act, then all the rest of the power is left to the states. Well, the problem is we've got a specific enumerated power here, and that's the Commerce Clause. The Commerce Clause says that Congress has the power to regulate commerce among the states. And when a drug dealer or a doctor dispenses federally controlled drugs, they're actively participating in the interstate controlled substances market. They may be participating in an illegal drug market, or they may be participating in a legal drug market, but it is a it certainly is commerce. The Supreme Court over and over again has specifically recognized that that is a power source for Congress to have this uniform drug regulation so that doctors and pharmacists and prosecutors don't have to, you know, have 50 different sets of regulations on whether or not what kind of drugs they can dispense out of their pharmacy. And it makes sense that we have a uniform regulation of drugs in this sense, because, sure, you know, that it is commerce. And so the problem is, you know, what do you do when the former president says, well, that's the rule of law, but I don't like the law, so I'm going to tell my executive branch prosecutors to ignore the law.
Right, and that's what happened.
Now, and that's now, hold what Obama
on. So, yeah, so here's where the challenge is. You've got states like California that have voted now for full-on legal recreational use of marijuana. Michigan's going to vote here in the fall. 29 states in all, I believe, have legalized marijuana to one point or another, either medicinal or medical or recreational or whatever, which puts it at odds with the federal government. Now, and the Attorney General, Jeff Sessions, has come out and said, we need to go back and, you know, look at this and enforce it as a federal violation of law, creating all sorts of problems and confusion. The only way to really get around this that I can tell is for Congress or the Drug Administration, the DEA, to reduce or change the way that marijuana is classified. Otherwise,
well,
it's going to be
exactly right.
You know, go ahead.
You're exactly right. This is in Congress's court. And the Attorney General is getting a bad rap here, because what he did, whether you like it or not, is he restored the rule of law. He said, this is the law. If you don't like the law, the people's representatives in Congress can change, you know, the law with regard to marijuana. But right now, we are going to follow the law. And so that's what the Attorney General did. And you're exactly right. This is in the people's branch of the government right now. And what we need to understand, though, there is a libertine far left agenda beneath this that is going on, that is being used to change the narrative, to peel off conservatives. And they're trying to change the narrative, saying this is all about business. Well, doctors dispensing federally controlled drugs, you know, are actively participating in this market. But the political agenda underneath it, why the libertine far left, you know, personal autonomy folks are cheering, it's because the political agenda furthers their judicially made up personal autonomy right. Let me give you an example.
All right, go ahead.
Their personal autonomy presently authorizes them, with a doctor's drug dispensing assistance, to abort their unborn children. Pot politics is also a means that's evolving their personal autonomy to include physician-assisted suicide. Now, here doctors are dispensing drugs much more deadly than marijuana, and that's what's really driving all this, because they're able to take a wedge and put a wedge between conservatives and taking this pot dispensing activity and turning it into, hey, this is a pro-business, this is a pro-jobs issue. No, it's not a pro-jobs issue. This is really all about personal autonomy. I want to do whatever I want with my body, and including killing unborn children or anything else. It's all part of it. Don't you find it interesting that the leading activists in this pro-pot agenda are the same leading advocates for abortion?
Now, why do you say that? How do you connect all these things together?
The way you connect it is it's all about this. You had an unelected Supreme Court create a new, what I call a fake constitutional right, but the court has recognized this new constitutional right that they made up completely out of the ink in their pen and said there is a constitutional right of personal autonomy and identity. And we're going to lay it right next to freedom of religion. We're going to lay it right next to freedom of speech and due process, and we're going to make it all part of the Constitution. And so there is this ongoing
thing.
Battle.
This privacy exactly. thing is what you're talking about.
Yeah, privacy and personal autonomy. Yeah, right. It's all about me. It's not about do unto others and as you would have them do unto you and to love one another. It's all about, no, it's all about me and whatever gives me pleasure and fun.
So, all right. So in order for this to not be a constitutional battle back and forth and a battle between the states, it means that marijuana has to be reclassified. I think that's probably likely. I think that's where this country is going, is towards, you know, people don't seem to care much about marijuana as much as they used to. I think that's pretty safe to say.
I think you're probably right, because if you follow the money, and there is a tremendous amount of money going into both Democratic and Republican coffers. And if you follow the money, you're going to watch conservative, even conservative religious legislators, you're going to see them being peeled off one by one, and you're going to see them change the narrative. It's no longer going to be about, you know, all these things I just talked about. It's going to be about, oh, this is a jobs bill, or this is an opportunity for business to take root in our state. And so, you know, I think one of the things that when you had Congressman Wahlberg on earlier, he got it right. He says, if you're going to dispense this stuff, you know, do it the proper way through a medical doctor doing a prescription being fulfilled in a pharmacy, not in any of these, you know, little drug dealing corner green stores we're finding littered throughout our cities these days.
Right. So it becomes a product of the government. And I think that's, you know, I'm not comfortable with that, but I think that that's where the nation is going. I think that there's a tolerance for marijuana. I think there's an acceptance of it. It's been here my entire life, been around my entire life. And I think that's where the end game takes us. What are your final thoughts?
My final thoughts are that's probably true, but there's a scary side to that. As a United States prosecutor, I saw a lot of people start with marijuana and ended up severely addicted to cocaine, or even die when they would lace their marijuana joint with PCP, and just saw horrible things that came from it. And so yeah, I see, you know, the side, I hear both sides of the argument, but I've seen the ugly and the dangerous side of it as well.
All right, Professor William Wagner, president of Salt and Light Global, distinguished professor, a former federal judge and former federal prosecutors we just heard. Thank you, Professor.
Thank you for seasoning the public dialogue with truth this morning. I appreciate
there you go.
Having us on.
Well done. William Wagner, everybody, quick break, and then we'll be on our way back with a chance to feel better with Dr. John Wyckoff.